The Planning and Zoning Commission held a work session January 16th. Each commissioner was assigned the task of submitting three ideas for improving the housing situation in Skagway. Resident Sherry Corrington would have liked more time to study those submissions.
The three suggestions from each member came out last night and this morning. So that really didn't give the public much time at all to be a part of the brainstorming process.
Long-term resident Eve Griffin wanted to attend the meeting, but she was too busy packing up her apartment. The fourplex she has called home for 24 years was sold for seasonal housing.
We were told we need to be out by the end of February, and so we've been frantically, all four households have been frantically looking for somewhere to go, and to my knowledge, none of us knows yet where we're going to land. The problem is there's just no other housing available in Skagway. It's a very traumatic experience, to say the least.
Responding to Commissioner Rocky Outcold's suggestion that the municipality open the lots east of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for housing, Wendy Anderson reminded the body that the land was already set aside.
And in 2016, the city did vote, the people of the community voted to approve a $6 million bond to fund a senior committee or a senior center and housing. And how great would it be right now if that had been done and we had those seven senior apartments rather than seeing our seniors in apartments that are being sold out from under them?
Commissioner Laura Mabee suggested using the former community garden site, Block 104, Lot 6, for housing, with cooperation from the school. Commissioner J.C. Kern questioned if the other five lots on the half block could also be utilized for housing. Chair David Brenna stated he thought the new community garden, an acre of property, should be used in support of housing. Permitting official Stacy Fairbanks submitted a document outlining the benefits of accessory dwelling units. Griffin said her entire neighborhood is now employee housing that sits empty in the winter. She thinks she'll have to move to the lower 48.
My personal view is that I'd like to see a cap on the tourist industry. Building more housing is important, of course, but if you build more housing, guess what? It'll get filled up. And, you know, it's like a freeway. If you expand the freeway from four lanes to six, you'll get more cars. And then you'll have to expand it to eight lanes. And I just feel like Skagway needs to find a way to control this outside monster economy that's overwhelming the town. And my best wishes, because I've loved living here, and it'll be awfully painful to leave.
The ideas proposed by the commissioners will be presented at the next planning and zoning meeting. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.